If you have drawn this sigil, the thing preventing you from clearly seeing the reality of the situation at hand is your own fear. By its very nature, to fear is to push something or someone away from you. This is why fear is the number one most isolating experience on the planet. The more fearful we are, the more alone we are. It's important that we come to recognize what all our fears are about in order to both understand our reaction and choose how to respond to our fear. Fear can be defined as a response to a perceived threat. When we perceive something to be a danger to us, meaning that we perceive the possibility of suffering, harm, or injury on a physical, mental, or emotional level, then of course we naturally want to get away from it. Usually we want either to push it away, which would be fighting it, or we want to run away. Even if we grow up in loving environments, we inherit fear and the belief that we are not able to deal with certain things. We adopt feelings of powerlessness and inadequacy without questioning them, and we adopt the inevitable fear that comes as a result of it. Unfortunately, the primary ways that we cover up our fears are through avoidance and control. Interestingly, it doesn't matter whether the threat we are perceiving is really a threat to us or not. What matters is if we perceive it to be a threat. Unless we feel safe in a given situation or with a given person, we will naturally push that situation or that person away from us. People who spend their life avoiding the feeling of fear never really live. They wander through life in a routine and familiar way only to arrive at death safely. People who live their life in spite of fear don't listen to the important messages encoded in their fear. They ignore limits and warning signs and do not look after themselves. This ultimately leads to suffering and collapse. Our life depends on our capacity to lovingly take responsibility for our fear. Trying to conquer fear or get rid of fear is nothing more than trying to separate yourself from separation itself. Remember, the opposite of fear is love. Any love you can have toward anything diminishes your fear. But the ultimate answer to fear is to love the self within you that is afraid, and love the self within you that you are the most afraid of. It's by embracing fear itself that we dissolve fear. If you have drawn this sigil, the unacknowledged threat is not something you don't see about the situation itself or someone involved in it. It is your own tendency to sabotage a good thing because of fear. Right now, you are using the tool of worry and expecting the worst to prevent yourself from being blindsided. It is a way to try to control the situation, which is a way of avoiding your fear. Instead of avoiding your fear, you need to face it. Otherwise, your fear will continue to obscure your capacity to see the truth of this situation, which isn't a bad truth.